Let's say a woman meets three guys at a party. She likes them all. She's available. She finds them attractive. They're clean-cut guys. These guys now have the opportunity, after getting the number, to hopefully they're going to try to make this girl a girlfriend. Because one of two things happen in a relationship. When you go out with a girl, either you get married or somebody gets dropped. It's one or the other. Now, here's the problem. Two out of three guys do not get to the second date. She will go out with three guys one time, but only one out of the three. So I say, let's copy the behavior of the guy who got the second date and do the opposite of the two guys that didn't get the second date. Five general rules on your first date.
Okay.
Keep it light, keep it funny, no heavy subjects, no negatives, no put-downs, no race, religion, sex, politics, or talking about the exes. This is not going to be a pity party. And what you do is you look at her eyes. You don't try to set up another date on the date. And what you do is have her talk 60 to 70% of the time and ask her questions on what she talks about. So where were you born? Oh, Wisconsin. So did you live in a house? Oh, no, we had a farm. We had 80 acres. I said, well, what was your favorite animal? And I'll talk about her living on the farm for 20, 30 minutes. She's not finding out anything about me, so therefore she can't lower her feelings about me. Women love good listeners. If I ask her twice what college she went to, I will not get to the second date. If I stiff the waitress, I will not get to the second date. If I exaggerate to her or brag, I will not get to the second date. You have two piles. You have the good pile and the bad pile. And since romantic love is conditional, she's only going to hear from the good pile.
Right. Yeah.
See, what we do is when we first get that number, everybody calls within 2 days. I've interviewed thousands of women. So when you give your number out, when does he call? Every guy calls within 2 days. So I thought, well, wait a minute. What if it were 4 or 5 days? So my rule is we wait 5 to 9 days. And all, when women hear this, they just go, oh, that's stupid. That's game playing. That's this. I said, wait a minute. All the guys you got rid of, they had something in common. They all called you within the first 2 days.
Wow.
So my guys are going to call 5 to 9. So let's say she goes to a wedding on Sunday night, and she gives out her number to 10 guys. Those guys will call Monday and Tuesday, and they're going to ask her out for what night?
Saturday, Friday?
Right, exactly. My guys ask her out Sunday through Thursday. Do you see this?
I kind of see it, and I kind of...
She notices it now. She notices this, how you're different from the other guys. Now, she goes talk to her girlfriend. She says, you know, this guy, he asked me out Sunday through Thursday, and every other guy is asking me out for Friday and Saturday. And the girlfriends are saying, what are you worried about? You got 8 other guys. Well, I don't know what this guy's doing. While she's talking about you, while she's trying to figure you out, this is what the psychiatrists and the marriage counselors don't realize, and the dating experts, you're raising her feelings toward you. Because the beginning stages are a cat and mouse game. What happens is, after 4 or 5 dates, she's going to say to you, how come you don't ask me out on Friday and Saturdays? Now she's talking about her feelings. She's being aggressive. She's telling you she likes you, all because you didn't ask her out on Friday and Saturday. So you created this incoming storm from her, and then you say, well, next time we go out, I'll ask you out for Friday or Saturday. She says, okay. So you ask out for Friday or Saturday, and what do? You go back to Sunday to Thursday until she asks you again. I want her begging me for weekends. If a girl is begging you for Friday and Saturday, that means she has high interest level. The very beginning, she doesn't want you to be an open book. She doesn't want you to ask her to be her girlfriend on the first date.
Yeah.
She wants things to come out slowly, and she enjoys being the detective in the relationship. She enjoys this. So now after 8 or 9 dates, most guys would say, Caprice, would you like to meet my girlfriend? I wait for the girl to ask. Why? Because it's 100%. If I ask, it's 50-50.
This is true.
Patience is the key to women. But she doesn't say that. You know what she says? Are you seeing anybody else? Bingo. She wants to be your girlfriend. And most guys would say, of course. You know what I tell my boys to say? Can I think about it a week?
Really?
She's earning me. She's keeping respect of me. And she can't figure out what's going on. And her interest level is going through the roof. I've been doing this 40 years.
Yeah.
This works.
It works.
It works. I get you change my life letters. Yeah, this works. And then when you go out with her the next week and she says, well, can we talk about what we talked about last week? I said, oh, you mean about the weather? You're playing dumb now.
Yeah.
She says, no, I mean about me being your girlfriend. I said, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you talk to any exes? She says, well, a couple guys. And I said, well, let's just leave the relationship the way it is.
Well, Dr. Love, what is the best way somebody can find out more information about dating and relationships from you? Do you have a website?
I have a website, doclove.com, and I just ask you a simple question. If a girl's ever broken a date with you, you need me. You ever been out with a girl 3 or 4 months and she dumped you? You need me. And the most important question is, have you ever been confused by a woman? I'll show you how to interpret her secret language, womanese.